He's in control of all the circumstances. There's nothing that he's going to face in Judea this time that he doesn't know beforehand. There's nothing that's going to catch him by surprise. There's nothing that he doesn't have control over. And isn't it comforting to know in our own lives, he knew us before the foundation of the world. He knows if the Lord doesn't come, what tomorrow brings. We ought to take comfort in knowing that we serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. So the disciples say in verse 8, "Goest thou there again?" The Jews wanted to stone you there. And the Lord has a very peculiar answer for them. In verses 9 and 10, he doesn't answer directly their concerns about the potential stoning. But he, in so many words, says, "Disciples, we're responsible for the light that we have. It's really just an expansion upon what he says in chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day." The work of God needs to be displayed. The Lord Jesus must do the work of the one that sent him. And you and I are responsible for the light that we have. Is it evident in our lives, the light that we've been given? Are we a bright and shining light in this world? From the time that we were little children, those of us that have been brought up in the assembly, "This is the light of mine, I'm going to let it shine," right? Is your light shining? Is my light shining? Or sad to say, are there many times where I hide it under a bushel? I do disservice to the Lord when that characterizes me. But I want to point out to you that this man Thomas, he was characterized by courage. He was characterized by devotedness. And I would submit to you, he was characterized by a deep love for Jesus. Verse 16, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Despite his assessment of the situation, despite his feelings, despite his pessimism, he clings to Christ. And in so many words, he says, "Lord Jesus, I would rather die with you than go on living without you." This man was devoted. And for him to live was Christ. And despite what they had already experienced in Judea, despite their thoughts of what could potentially happen in Judea, he speaks up. And he says, "Let's go, even if it means death." If you turn to chapter 14, another popular chapter that we've had before us today. I'm going to read from verse 1. John chapter 14, verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We must confess that we're very familiar with the first three verses in that chapter. These verses are a great comfort to those of us that are his. These are great verses. If you go to a funeral of a saved one, they're of great comfort. But these words of the Lord Jesus at this particular time were not a great comfort to the disciples that were in his presence when he was saying these things. In chapter 13, verse 1, it says, before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. It's getting near to that moment where the Lord Jesus would have to leave his loved ones, his disciples behind. And he's preparing them for that. And we know that it was hard on the Lord Jesus also, because when we read a few chapters later in chapter 17, we know that in his prayer to the Father, that they might be where I am. But now here's these disciples. Let's try and empathize. Let's try and put our feet into their shoes, as you will. They've walked with him now for a few years. They've come to know him. They've seen what he is capable of. He has drawn them to himself. They were told to follow, and that's exactly what they've done, and they haven't had any regrets in following him. But now he's dropping hints that pretty soon I'm not going to be here with you anymore. Can you put yourself in those shoes? All your hopes, all your dreams, all your aspirations wrapped up in this man. And he's saying, pretty soon I'm leaving. And let's not get so hard on Thomas again. Because it was these very words just a few verses before in chapter 13. The Lord Jesus says at the end of verse 33, where I go, you cannot come. And you know what Peter said, right? Just look in your Bible. Verse 37. Why can't I follow you now, Lord? I'm ready to lay down my life for you. None of them got it. Thomas said it, but none of them understood. Thomas, in what he says here, is just representing all of the disciples. He doesn't say, I know, in verse 5 of chapter 14, I don't know where you're going. He says, we know not where thou goest. He doesn't say, how can I know the way? He says, how can we know the way? Let's not be so harsh on Thomas. I would suggest to you that Thomas was the genuine article. Thomas was sincere. And I would suggest to you that these words even show forth again his love for the Savior. We don't want to be without you, Lord. We want to be where you are. We'll go prepare a place with you. And you could say that Thomas was so tied down to the material. He was so tied to this earth. He couldn't see the spiritual theme of what the Lord was presenting to them. They didn't understand what the Lord was trying to tell them. Let's not see the speck in Thomas's eye and the mote that's in our own eye. How good are we at not being tied down to the things of this earth? How much are the things of Christ our priority? How much are we running the race with our eyes upon him? How much have we got treasures in heaven? Or must we confess that there's things down here that are awfully, awfully valuable to us. Must we confess we've got roots down here that are tough to pull up? You know what Romans says? We know what Romans says. Are we sometimes characterized by carnality? Romans 8 tells us that that's enmity with God.